The Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached that place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." He came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay in the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I give now to the poor. And if I have extorted anyone from anyone, I will repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." Sisters and brothers, the gospel of the risen Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In a few days, an important event is about to happen. What would that event be? What would be that event or those events that are in a few days? Some crucial things are happening. Any ideas? You're going to vote? If you haven't voted already, All Saints and All Souls Day. Halloween tomorrow night.
Thanksgiving.
Okay, we're moving along. Yes, okay. Thanksgiving. Veterans Day. Christmas, New Year's. We're already at Valentine's Day or something like that. So there's a number of big events coming up that affect our lives and affect our faith lives. But there's another event that's coming up in about 3 weeks. It's not my birthday, just to let you know. Okay. In about 3 weeks, at the end of the month of November, the year of mercy will conclude. And as Pope Francis continues to say, that doesn't mean that God's mercy will stop. But one of the gifts of the year of mercy has been that as a people, not just as me as an individual or you and your family or this parish or the diocese, but the whole church has taken on this question and reflection on what is God's mercy, not only for us individually, but for us as a whole people, as a church, as a universe, as humanity. What is God's mercy? So in the midst of these other important things that are happening, the church is moving in that direction of saying, how have we grown in mercy? How have we grown in understanding of God's mercy, both biblically and all the classes and sessions that they've had here at Holy Family, opportunities for you to reflect and study? How have we, in our own lives, changed so that other people see in you and I God's mercy? The first reading, as complicated as it could be, begins with a phrase that all are in God's mercy. That is a biblical and theological problem for many people in our world. As Americans, as we go to vote, do we believe that God's mercy is for all? It clearly is a part of various initiatives that are being asked to be voted on. It's part of candidates for Senate and local events, as well as the national. Do we believe this first reading that says that God's mercy is not just for me or you or us in a church, but for all? One of the distinguishing marks for us as Christian people, and especially as Catholic Christian people, as I've said before, is that we don't just believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. We believe that's true. But that's not the end all. We as Christian Catholic people believe the Bible that says that that's a first step. But once we believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, then I must be a part of a community that lives that out, that not only hears that word and says, okay, it's Jesus loves me, this I know, so the Bible tells me so, and not just that this is for me and my salvation, but it's an invitation for all of us to know of God's mercy. That's true for someone that you still are saying mean words to, someone that you've not written to, someone you've excluded from your email contact list because of something that was said 5 years, 10 years ago, someone that's a neighbor that you just choose to not confront or talk with. It could be in the context of all saints and all souls that it could be that we need to have the healing of memories of someone who has died, that before they died, a parent, a sibling, someone that we worked with, a fellow veteran in the context of war, whatever it might be, have we allowed God's mercy to heal that pain, that brokenness, that misunderstanding, that hurt, that betrayal, whatever that divides? God's mercy is for all. At the end of Mass, you'll have the opportunity in the back to pick up the Catholic Bishops of California statement endorsing Proposition 57 and 62 and 66, saying no to. And both 57 and 62 at the core has to do with this issue. Do we believe in God's mercy? Do we believe that it's complete and absolute for all of us? Do we believe that this God of life, this Respect Life Month moment, includes all of God's people? And that's pretty radical. As I've been speaking about these initiatives for several months now, all of us in our pews believe this. Some believe that it's just for these people. And if you go to church a certain amount of times, or if you say the name of God in one way or the other, and other people are excluded from God's mercy for some people. Some people would say that if you're found on death row, God's mercy is not for you. We should kill them. And yet the bishop's statements and the Holy Father's statements, both on 57 about sentencing and 62 about the death penalty, are focused on the respect for life issue and the question of, do we believe that we should leave a person in jail versus killing them so that they could have an encounter with God's mercy before they die? We're invited not only on All Souls and All Saints Day to remember the mercy that goes beyond death, but we also are asked as people of faith, do we allow God's mercy to affect what we do in our marketplace, in our public arena, in our political arena, and in our relationships? And that brings us to the gospel of Jesus. This gospel that he gives us today is a parable story. He's wanting to tell us a story about this Zacchaeus guy. And as we know, Zacchaeus, the Bible says he was a tax collector and a wealthy man. Now, we need to remember that whenever in the Hebrew text, especially in the Christian text of the New Testament, when we talk about a tax collector, We're talking about a Jewish person who has betrayed his people and are collecting taxes for the Roman Empire. They were hated. They were snitches. They were people that the people on the inside would say, we don't trust them because they've gone to the dark side. They've gone to do these things, and because of that, they're wealthy. And Jesus knows the grumbling of the people. He saw their texting last night. He read their email. He saw their Facebook. Why is Jesus going to this place? He's a sinner. He's a tax collector. Why is Jesus doing this? Jesus knew the grumbling. He heard the hearts of his fellow believers. And what did he do? He said, wait a second. Zacchaeus, come into my house. Let me come to your house. Let me come into your home. For today, salvation came to that house because Zacchaeus realized he had heard about Jesus. He had kept up on all the latest news, the late night specials. There were specials on Saturday Night Live. There were special news items about this Jesus guy who was preaching and healing people. And Zacchaeus, as an outsider, said, this guy must have something, and I need it. Somehow I need it. And the minute, apparently from the scripture, that Jesus and Zacchaeus saw each other, Zacchaeus knew he needed to change his ways, redirect his life. And Jesus said, of course I will come to your home. Even though the gossip, and even all the Twitters, and even though all the newspapers and news items said Jesus was going to the wrong place, Jesus went there. And Jesus comes to our hearts and comes into our lives when we're still not perfect, when we've still fallen short, either the way we judge ourselves, the way we judge and speak about others, or the way we treat other people in the world. Tonight, as we move toward the end of the year of mercy, we are invited in the scriptures, especially in the context of All Souls and All Saints' Days, and then the election, to say, where in this world, in this moment of time, where are you and I being called to not only accept the mercy of God into my life, in our life, your life, but where am I being called to allow that mercy to be shared abundantly with others? The second reading reminds us that as Christian people, that this gift is freely given. Not so that I can go around and say, I'm better than anyone because I'm a Christian, but because I've been blessed and I want everyone else to know the blessings of God's mercy. Tonight is also a big, important event because there's a World Series game going on. I'm assuming some of you know by twit and tweet and other things what the score is. When we walked in, it was still 0-0, I believe. One of the gifts of the World Series, and as I've said about the Olympics in the past, is there something about an event like this, Apollo launch or whatever it might be, where somehow or another all the things that can divide us can be laid aside. All of a sudden, things that people say, some terrible things, and we're invited to say, let's just enjoy this gift of sport in this moment. When we come to All Saints' Day, you and I are invited to say, I enjoyed this person that lived in my life, a brother, a sister, a parent, a grandparent, a neighbor, a colleague, and I know that they were a blessing to me now, and we believe that they're still a blessing in the heavens. They are continually being a blessing in the saints of God. We believe that all of those souls are resting in the hands of God. And on Election Day, we're invited to say, we are blessed to have the freedom to vote, the opportunity to vote. We are blessed to have that gift, that obligation as society to say, this is important. That is important. This value speaks to me and to my community. It's not to divide us. It's called to unite us. It's a call to say the sacred act of voting that many other people have died for and many other countries yearn for. It's a gift that is given to us with responsibility. So may we be aware that the mercy of God is not to end at the end of this year of mercy. Hopefully it has embedded itself in the whole world, in each of our hearts, and each of our communities, so we will be indeed part of the changing world. A world that, as the first reading says, begins with the premise that God's mercy is for all. Amen.